Country 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Day two of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Newly minted nominee Donald Trump with a bandage on his ear following the attempted assassination, showing up inside Fiserv Arena for the first time. ABC's Jim Ryan has more.
Despite the heat, the humidity, and the thunderstorms,
things are going pretty well,
says Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson.
We've been able to maintain safety thanks to all the partners.
Johnson says there were two arrests on Monday, including
an individual who was climbing a fence into a restricted area,
and a woman who was standing in the street and refused to move.
Overall, it was a calm day.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Milwaukee.
Donald Trump unveiled his new vice presidential pick, Ohio Senator and hillbilly elegy author J.D. Vance, who says he was only told about the running mate selection 20 minutes before it was announced. Shoppers weren't really spending last month. The Commerce Department says retail sales were unchanged from June to May. Gas station and car dealership sales were both down. This is ABC News. Another milestone for the biggest singer on the planet. ABC's Jason Nathanson has the latest Taylor Swift story.
You left your typewriter at my apartment.
Taylor Swift with a big new personal chart record. Her album, The Tortured Poets Department, number one on the Billboard 200 album chart for a 12th week, which is now her longest running number one. The albums 1989 and Fearless both spent 11 weeks atop the chart. Tortured Poets Department hit number one when it debuted May 4th and has been number one ever since. Another record, it's the first album by a woman to spend its first 12 weeks at number one. Whitney Houston's 1987 album Whitney was the previous leader with 11 weeks. Jason Nathanson, ABC News. Hollywood.
And with the opening of the Summer Olympics in Paris just about a week and a half away, there are still major questions about one of the most iconic venues, the Seine River itself. It is supposed to host a couple of swimming events, but it still is not clear if the river will be clean enough. It has been illegal to swim in the Seine for more than a century. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise on the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Coalition to march on the Republican National Convention filled the streets of Milwaukee Monday. There was no unified message. Protesters focused on issues like immigration and reproductive rights and their support for Palestine as the war continues between Hamas and Israel. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says a chart on border security he put together may have saved Donald Trump's life Saturday. Former president turned to look at the chart the moment a would-be assassin's bullet grazed his ear. Johnson told Fox News he showed the chart to Trump prior to a Green Bay rally. Trump's been using it ever since. And mosquitoes are out in force this summer thanks to continued heavy rains. UW Extension entomologist P.J. Leach says reducing the amount of skin you have exposed is one of the safest bets to beat the bugs. If you're at home, try to stay in a screened area. Or if you're on your deck, bring some fans outside. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Fleet Farm has all the everyday essentials for your furry friends for less. This week, get a free $15 gift card when you spend $75 or more on Purina pet products. Stock up on favorites like Purina Dog Chow and Bacon Strips for the pups, Cat Chow and Friskies for your felines. Plus, you can order pet food online for convenient delivery right to your front door. Find deals on everything you need for your four-legged friends' everyday lives at Fleet Farm.
Summer's coming in hot. So it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America. Because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants 25th Anniversary Celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping nirvana, Crayola Experience Creativity, Hangout Heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/summer.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It'll be partly cloudy, a little cooler, and a little less humid today. Our high 81 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, and a lot less humid, with a high tomorrow right around 75. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, I'll tell you this, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Down at the Starlight Bar, one of them says, you know I've been thinking. Other one says, that won't get you too far. He says, this is your life, and welcome to it. It's just working and drinking and dreams. Out on TV says, just do it. Hell, if I know what that means. Secret of life is a good cup of coffee. The secret of life is keep your eye on the ball. The secret of life is a beautiful woman. Marilyn stares down the barroom wall. You and me, we're just a couple of zeros, just a couple of down and outs. But movie stars and football heroes, what do they got to be unhappy about? Yeah. So they turn to the bartender. Sam, what do you think? What's the key that unlocks that door? Sam don't say nothing, just wipes off the bar, and he pours them a cup of more. Cause the secret of life is in Sam's martinis. The secret of life is in Marilyn's eyes. The secret of Rolling Stones records, Mom's apple eyes. Sam looks up from his Sunday paper, says, boys, you're on the wrong track. The secret of life is there ain't no secret, and you don't get your money back. Hey, the secret of life is getting up early. The secret of life is staying up late. The secret of life is to try not to hurry, but don't wait. Sitting round drinking down at the Starlight Bar. One of them says, you know, I've been thinking. Other one says, that won't get you too far. That won't get you too far.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN 910. I'm Brian Winnikins. On the way, we're going to talk with Tim Hagelindes, commander of the American Legion Post in Plum City, about the Plum City Music Festival that's coming up next. First, here's Jason Aldean.
Yeah, I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on the good times. Turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires. Back in the day, Potts Farm was a place to go. Load a truck up, hit the dirt road. Jump the barbed wire, spread the word. Light the bonfire and call the girls. King in the can and the Marlboro man. Jack and Jim were a few good men. Where you learn how to kiss and cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue. And all this small town, he said, she said. Ain't it funny how rumors spread? Like I know something y'all don't know. Man, that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man. Watch your mouth, before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads is what y'all miss. I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires. Sit back and think about them good old days, the way we were raising our southern ways. And we like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. I can take y'all where you need to go, down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different round here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. So if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road, trucks and four wheels, jump on in, and man, tell your friends, we'll raise some hell with a blacktop in. I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires, that's right. On a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins, and joining us this morning, Tim Hagelind. He is commander of the American Legion Post 365 in Plum City. And we're going to talk about the upcoming Plum City Summer Festival that's coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's the 66th annual festival. And Tim, thank you for joining us this morning. 66 years. Wow, you guys have been doing this for quite a while.
Oh yeah, it's a pretty good deal. We got the whole post involved, and we got a lot of the community members and organizations down involved too. Also, so
tell us about some of the activities that are going to be going on this weekend.
Well, Friday night we'll start out with a classic car cruise that we do every year. We'll have usually around 100 units, so cruise through town. We have a food booth down in the ballpark. We have a softball tournament. We have a three-team round-robin tournament going on, and at the end of the day, we'll have fireworks that night, and if it happens to rain, we'll do them on Saturday night.
All right.
With the food booth, we'll have burgers, brats, and hot dogs Friday. So,
okay. Now, I know on Saturday you're having kind of a round robin as well with some of the American Legion team, American Legion baseball teams. Tell us about that.
We've got four American Legion baseball teams that we have playing. They're going to each play a game on Saturday, and then on Sunday the winners are going to play the winners, and the losers are going to play the losers. Before that, though, we have an old-timers blues baseball team playing for the, we normally have a lot of the Plum City Blues teams play in the League City teams play, but there's something going on. So they organized an old-timers game before the American Legion won for us. So
any of the old-timers are going to play?
I have no idea. It'll be interesting to see who plays.
If it's some of the real old-timers, may want to have the EMS available just in case, Just saying.
They'll be close.
We are talking with Tim Hagland. He is the commander of American Legion Post 365 in Plum City. It's the Plum City Summer Festival, the 66th annual, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Now, also on Saturday, too, having a big parade.
Yes, the fire department will be putting on a parade for town, which is usually pretty, has a pretty good turnout. We have a lot of stuff, different cars, tractors, different floats from around the area. I haven't heard if there's any bands in it yet, which I have no idea. We do that. Then we have the food booths going on. We have the Ono Church from Grange Hall. We'll be doing pie and ice cream at Spring Pond Park. We'll also have a youth fishing contest going on out of the pond on Saturday. And there'll be a food booth down in the Legion Park with brats, burgers, hot dogs. And on Saturdays, we'll be doing pork chop on a stick.
Ooh, kind of like that. And we'll also have the barbecue chicken dinners on Sunday as well, starting at 11. Okay, you have to tell me, what's the aerial paper plate drop?
We have a gentleman by the name of Andy Weezer, who owns Weezer Concrete. He's done this for us for a number of years. He flies over and they drop paper plates from the airplane, and he's been doing for a lot of years. He's getting really good at it. He drops them right into the ball field, and the kids can, we set them out there by different age groups so they can go out there and pick up a paper plate, and there's prizes on each paper plate.
I like that. That might be a fun fest thing somewhere down the road. Just saying, I like that idea. We are talking with, talking with Tim Hagland. He's the commander of American Legion Post 365. They're one of the co-sponsors of the Plum City Summer Festival, the 66th annual festival. And it's going on this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Tim, there's also the American Legion raffle going on. And all of these events really are a big fundraiser as well to help out the community, isn't it?
Correct. We use all of our funds, usually help out veterans and stuff that are in need, and community members that need help in different organizations. We do a few grants for the school kids, and it's all our stuff to help everybody in the community.
Well, it's going to be a fun time this weekend, from the fireworks to the paper plate drop, the big grand parade, all of the baseball and softball going on as well, and of course some great food too. It's the 66th annual Plum City Summer Festival this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Plum City. You're listening to WRDN.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-513-8480. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-513-8480 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Hey, you. I knew I'd find you back in the same aisle. What are you looking for today? More fiber? More laxatives? More of the same ways to manage your constipation? Look, if your constipation with belly pain keeps coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LANZESS.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Don't know you, but your pretty little eyes so blue are pulling me in like the moon on your skin. I'm so glad you trusted me to slide up on this dusty seat and let your hair down and get out of town. Got the stars coming out over my hood, and all I know now is it's going good. You got your hands up, you're rocking in my truck. You're singing every song. I'm set on cruise control. I'm slowly losing hold of everything I've got. You're looking so damn hot, and I don't know what road we're on or where we've been from staring at you, girl. All I know is I don't want this night to end. Gonna cuss the morning it comes, cause I know that the rising sun ain't no good for me, cause you'll have to leave. Gonna make the most of every mile, do anything to make your smile land on my lips, get drunk on your kiss. Clock on the dash says 3:35, there's plenty of gas and the night's still alive. You got your hands up, you're rocking in my truck. You got the radio on, you're singing every song. I'm set on cruise control. I'm slowly losing hope of everything I've got. You're looking so damn hot, and I don't know what road we're on or where we've been from staring at you, girl. All I know is I don't want this night to end. I'm set on cruise control. I'm slowly losing hope of everything I've got. You're looking so damn hot, and I don't know what road we're on or where we've been.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
We've been swinging and missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since your kiss felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something battering makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears rolling down your face. When I walked out that door, that's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin, damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this where it mends or it breaks? Between a rock and a hard place. For the record, yeah, throwing in the towel takes some effort. So I'd rather ride it out for better weather. Tears rolling down your face. When I walked out that door, that's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin, damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this where it mends or it breaks? Between a rock and between a rock and a hard place. Tears rolling down in your face as I walked out that door. And that's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin. Damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this where it mends or it breaks? Much more of this can we take?
New Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Bailey Zimmerman, Rockin' a Hard Place, 932. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the Community Resource Fair with the Buffalo and Pepin ADRCs will be held on July 25th from 9:30 to 3 p.m. at Mondovi Elementary School. You'll enter at door 7. This is the second annual resource fair. Free admission. If you need a ride to the event, call by July 19th, 866-578-2372, 866-578-2372 for more information on that. Let's run down today in history. And on this date, 1790, Washington, D.C. was established as the permanent capital of the United States. 1926, National Geographic magazine featured the first underwater color photograph. The picture was taken near the Florida Keys. Really? 1935, the world's first parking meter was installed in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Swell, right? 1945, the first atomic bomb was exploded in the desert of New Mexico. In 1951, novel Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger was published by Little Brown and Company. 1969, Apollo 11 blasts off, It would be the first manned mission to the surface of the moon. 1980, Ronald Reagan wins the Republican presidential nomination in Detroit. 1981, singer Harry Chapin passed away in a car crash in New York at the age of 38. He, of course, was known for the song Cats in the Cradle. In 1995, Amazon opens up with a brand new website. You could buy books from them. I can buy almost anything from them, right? Also, in 1999, Stanley Kubrick's final film, Eyes Wide Shut, starring Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman, made its debut in theaters around the country. In 2004, New York judge sentenced Martha Stewart to 5 months in prison for lying about a suspicious stock sale. Oops. The judge also sentenced the domestic diva to 5 months of house arrest, 2 years probation, and ordered her to pay a $30,000 fine. Stewart's stockbroker received the same sentence, except his fine was $4,000. Yeah, they don't like it when you lie about suspicious stock sales. They get kind of cranky. And that's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we'll have a check of our opening markets. Market updates is being brought to you by Anabas Silo and Elsevia Co-op.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Double-digit losses in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, August and September milk down 15, August at 1954, September at 2011, October and November milk down 10, October at 2020, November at 1983. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly higher this morning after receiving some box beef prices that were higher, but the trade still thinks that the cash trade might be steady this week due to potential slower demand. Hog futures, they are also moving up mostly higher this morning. Some triple-digit gains after failing to keep the highs yesterday, but that's led to some short covering today. August live cattle up 20 cents to 182.32. August feeder cattle now back to steady at 258.77. August hogs up $1.57 to 90 even. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans are moving mostly higher. Wheat is mixed today. The grain markets are trying to execute a turnaround Tuesday. It'll be interesting to see if the markets can hang on to the gains. So after the close, or if the commodity futures return with aggressive selling, the funds are sitting on their largest short position ever. Now, there was some severe weather in parts of the Corn Belt yesterday. That could be helping to support the markets. New crop corn up 2.75 to 407. New crop beans up 1.5 to 1040. 1.5 September wheat down 3/4.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabas Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Corporate dairy has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Washington done? Nothing. Politicians like Derek Van Orden focus more on culture wars than the war to save our way of life. He wants to ban all abortions. I want to keep the government out of our private decisions. Van Orden actually brags about sexually harassing military women. I honor women who serve our country. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because the values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. paid for by Cook for Congress.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It'll be partly cloudy, a little cooler, and a little less humid today. Our high 81 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, and a lot less humid, with a high tomorrow right around 75. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, I'll tell you this, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
don't you send me your photograph? It'd hurt a lot less than taking you back. And I could still have my favorite part of you. Cause you're easy on the eyes, hard on the heart. You look so good, but the way things look ain't the way they are. Better say goodbye before this goes too far. Cause now I realize you're easy on the eyes, hard on the heart.
The latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days. Losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said and done, I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed, had the devil on my back, and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad. Some days it all gets worse. Some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said, I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I know one day we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said and done, I'm not okay. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay,
we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Jelly Roll and I'm Not Okay. 9:50, I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, Wabasha County Fair is this week. Things begin to get underway tomorrow, and they will run through Saturday at the fairgrounds in Wabasha. They'll have the big auction on Saturday morning. Of course, they have bull riding this year at the Wabasha County Fair, along with the Autocross and Demo Derby 2. You can visit the Wabasha County Fair's website for the complete list of events. Well, you like to go to the dentist? I'm kind of one of those that, not really. You know, I'm not a guy who likes sharp things in my mouth, you know. Well, one llama didn't like going to the dentist either and bolted through his owner's gate in Bangor, Maine, and took a stroll through the neighborhood in an apparent attempt to avoid having his teeth cleaned. Rena Pestner, owner of the Rebels Homestead Farm in Bangor, said she opened the gate to her animal's enclosure to let the veterinarian come in and give her llama Jeffrey a good old dental cleaning. You bet. Jeffrey's like, I don't think that's going to happen. And he bolted and took off down the road. Jeffrey saw it as an opportunity to make a jailbreak and run right past me to Stillwater. Pesner told WABI-TV he wanted to get out of the field and see what was up the road. He was generally pretty good. Bangor Police Department Animal Control Officer Trish Brun had to respond to the report of an llama on the loose in the area. You know, one of those 911, what's your emergency? Hey, I got llamas in my yard. Yeah, sure you do. Well, it's possible that Jeffrey hasn't kept up brushing and flossing twice a day and was embarrassed that the whole barn would soon know, the police department said in a Facebook post. Pestner said Jeffrey returned home on his own just before Brun arrived. Oh, Jeffrey must have heard the police were coming. She said he came home from a different direction than the one that he left in. And yes, he still got his teeth cleaned.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
The Durand Improvement Group invites you to Music in the Park this Wednesday at Memorial Park in Durand. Chris Cruzy will be performing. His performance starts at 6 o'clock. There'll be food and refreshments too. Plus, there'll be a big display from the Durand Fire, Police, and Ambulance Services on Madison Street. It's Music in the Park with Chris Cruzy this Wednesday starting at 6 o'clock with Durand Improvement Group.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text GOOD to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
is not where it ends. I will carry you with me. Yeah, yeah. I will see you again. Oh, this is not where it ends. I will carry you with me. Oh, till I see you again. Oh, 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 till I see you again.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Carrie Underwood, see you again. I'm Brian Winnikins, and thank you to Plum City American Legion Commander Tim Hagelin for joining us this morning. Talking about the Plum City Summer Festival coming up this weekend. If you missed that interview, it's now available on the podcast page of our website. Just go to realcountry1430.com, click on the podcast tab for that. Happy National Corn Fritters Day today. These bright, crispy morsels make great additions to summer barbecues and backyard gatherings. Main ingredients, corn, meal, egg, milk, and butter. Now, while they may have originated in the South, corn fritters can easily be changed up with peppers, onions, or herbs to give them more regional or seasonal flares. When paired with other vegetables and a pan-fried fish fillet, corn fritters added a lightly toasted bun, create a